This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we've been doing this show so long, we have so many repeat guests, but today we have a new guest on the show, a new company.
A new guest.
I'm excited to get into it.
I am always excited to see new building companies launch in Atlanta, so I'm very excited to have my friend Joan on the show today to tell us all about this one.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Joan Hertz. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with McKinley Homes. Joan, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. I appreciate you making time. You guys just launched this company, so you're awfully busy. And boy, looking at the two-page list of all these communities, you guys are awfully busy. So grateful that you stopped by and gave us some time. Before we get into everything happening with McKinley Homes, take a few quick seconds and tell us a bit about you and your background.
Oh, my background, I've been in new homes for 32 years, which makes me a little old, but very energetic still. And my expertise has been always in trying to get from ground up the community, create what the community should be. I do the floor plans, I do the selection. So it's really create a theme and a family. If it's a family theme, the demographic, if it's an older generation, and try to put what people are looking in the houses and really want.
Got
in
it.
The community.
So exciting. So tell us a little bit more about McKinley Homes.
McKinley Home has been just done as last year in May I got hired. They built before mostly commercial office space. They did the Decatur, they did in Athens, they did in South Carolina. And he made a conscious decision to start a building company, a true building company. So they hire me to put all the things in place, the floor plans, what they should do. So it's a lot of work involved. Oh. He has bought a lot of lots. We have about 1,600 lots.
Wow.
And there are from Gainesville, that's a new community that we're going to start there, all the way to Henry County, McDonough. So we travel a lot.
You're going to cover a wide swath of metro Atlanta. That's exciting. So I want to go back to, because multifamily homes, these are the things that you guys used to do. It's a competitive marketplace. There's a lot of local builders here, a lot of national builders that play in the sandbox. What makes you guys different? What makes you stand out?
For the apartment that we do, the owner of the company is actually Chinese, naturalization American. Mm-hmm. And as I said, he decided to bring his family here and make them grow up here. So we have a lot of Chinese investors that very interested in doing lots of apartments. And we have also in McKinley, we have a rental department. So whatever they build, they also rent. So it's a lot of different section in this
There's
company.
More people renting than there used to be. So that's,
absolutely.
That's important.
But we are lately also bought on West Marietta Street, about nearly 3 acre land, where we're going to do 600 units. 300 will be actually condos for sale. We'll have 3,200 square feet of retail. And then it's going to have some apartment also. But it's kind of two towers, about 17 floors. So we're working on the floor plan, which is very exciting. The finish, which way we should go. And we're consulting with the expert in that area of the condo market.
You know, what's the time frame on that coming out of the ground?
We have hired, actually, John Jones. He was the developer. They did Aqua. A lot of people in Atlanta know Aqua. He did other things. So I will see if everything, because we have the plans, we have everything approved now. In the next 2-3 months, we should be able to break ground.
Wow, that's
very
quick.
Very exciting. And then it'll probably be open in 2018?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 18 for sure.
Yeah.
Not this year. We're not going to make this
year. Right.
You probably could pull it off if you guys tried. And remind the audience where that's located again?
At 719 West Marietta Street.
Okay.
It's a great location. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, kind of go to the polar opposite of that. I know that you've got, you know, the Gardens of Love at Lovejoy in Jonesboro, which are townhomes from the 130s, which I love seeing because we have so many first-time buyers and millennials out there who can't afford anything. I mean, that's so affordable.
Yes. We actually just got permit to start doing two of the buildings.
Excellent.
The first building, we sold it out very quickly. We have a model. I did do a model there, which is a little edgy for the area.
Ooh, nice.
A little bit on the modern side. And we get a lot of interest in the Gardens of Lovejoy because of the price point. It's very hard to find in Atlanta affordable housing.
Cannot beat that price point at all. All right, Joan, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, so we're back with Joan Hertz, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with McKinley Homes. I want to go back to the West Marietta Street. I think there's 32,000 square feet of retail space, right?
That's okay. Correct. 32,000.
That's exciting. The live, work, play opportunities that are becoming more readily available in this community are very, very exciting. So I just wanted to be sure we got that number right. 32,000 square feet of retail space. Very, very exciting.
That is a lot of retail.
It sure is.
So again, I just love the product mix and everything that you all have going on. You know, one of the other communities I was spending some time browsing your website that is just, what a great location, the Gates at Old Atlanta in Suwanee. Tell us a little bit about that one.
That is in Forsyth County, 68 units. We have introduced some new plan and new finishes there too. And at this point, we're apply for permits for the phase two, because phase one, except for one unit, we're sold out.
Wow.
Totally sold out.
How impressive is that?
Yes. And they're not even in sheetrock.
Oh my goodness.
I opened in May, for
goodness
sake.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking. That's crazy.
Well, congratulations on that. That's very, very exciting.
So we are halfway through of the 68, so we sold about 33 units already.
Well, again, it's a fantastic price point there. What is it, mid threes, low threes?
It's actually, we have low threes on a slab, but we have three-story with a loft. Or we are now actually having lots with basement. Those would be more in the 340, 335. So they're very reasonably priced for the square footage, because some of them with the three stories about 2,700 square feet. And the finishes, we have some Carrara marble tiles in it. So we went for all the trends.
Oh, that's nice. Tell us about some of the other finishes in those.
We do a lot of hardwood floors, all the main floor. The loft is hardwood floors. All our showers is the 12 by 24 tiles.
Nice.
So we try to give a more upscale feel to it.
That's nice.
Tell you what, when you and I start our building company, I know who we're stealing. And you have some other communities. You mentioned that you're all over Metro Atlanta, but you got stuff coming to McDonough and Lithonia, Lawrenceville. Talk about some of those communities too.
One brand new one that we're going to do a grand opening sometime in February is Mason Mill, and that's in the 230 to 250. Very nice. I introduced new plans for McKinley Homes, lots of front porches. And there too, I'm trying to put a little bit of a different spin and use some of these new trends here and there. So kind of to be a little bit different. And instead of trying to, I like what we're trying to do is have a price point that includes maybe most of what people are looking for.
Yeah.
So they don't have to upgrade very much. Actually, very little they have to upgrade. And then we seem to, the model is going to be open in a couple of weeks. And from the reception that we got from the agent that's sitting there, they love that it's already there. It's all the extras are there.
So neat. I looked at those homes on the website, and they have really beautiful front elevations.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think there's, I mean, obviously they're going to be very popular.
We hope so.
Yeah. So what other communities do you want us to talk about?
Iris Lake, we're kicking off again, Iris Lake. Those are front entry. Uh-huh. We used to have a rear entry, but I went to rezone and I had it rezoned for front entry because it suited better the land. Mm-hmm. And those, we are applying for permits now. So I was thinking the next 3-4 months, you will see some new plans. And those are going to be in the 180s, 190, which is a very affordable mm-hmm. price for McDonough.
Wow.
And McDonough is a cute downtown, very nice. Yeah. Little town.
Oh, no, the town square in McDonough is a lovely little spot. And that's one of the great advantages of Atlanta is all the town squares are all neat little spots.
Yes, they're very neat.
Yeah.
So, Joan, what kinds of incentives are you offering to buyers or to agents?
At this point, most of our community offer the free tax on closing costs. Now, Mason Mill, since we're kicking that off, we're actually offering 8,000.
Wow.
So the people can use it, closing cost, or upgrade even more than what we put in.
Fantastic. So it's kind of any way you want to use it.
Any way you want to use it, yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, that gets my attention.
Yeah.
That's very, very exciting.
So we try to do something different every time mm-hmm. when we kick off mm-hmm. as a community.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, 2017 looks to be very exciting for you guys.
Very exciting, very busy.
Yeah, I can't imagine what's going to happen in 6 more months, for goodness
yes.
sakes. By take over the entire state of Georgia. All right. So, Joan, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they contact you and where can they learn more about all the amazing stuff happening at McKinley Homes?
The best thing is to go to the website, which is www.mckinleyhomes.us, and they can find all the information there.
And all the communities are all there.
All the communities, the floor plan, the front elevation, the standard features. So they can get a lot of information. And there is also a phone number that if they're interested in making an appointment, looking at specific, they can call us. And either me or Kimberly takes that. And we then set it up with the local agent that's it's on site. And we got quite a few already. We are, in fact, Kimberly's executive marketing producer, she's redid all the website for McKinley.
So, okay.
And we're still tweaking it a little bit.
So just for the record, those listening, Kimberly's in studio with us. She's the one that does all the work that Joan takes credit for. All right.
That's what we do.
That's exactly right. So Joan Hertz, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with McKinley Homes. Great to have you. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you for having me here.
And the pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed this broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Joan Hertz, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.